Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for September 5th. Jesus wants true disciples. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." John 8:31. When Jesus was on earth, he called people to come and follow after him. You probably heard the stories of how he called different men to be his followers or his disciples. He called Peter, Andrew, James, and John while they were fishing. He called Matthew, who was a tax collector. He even picked Judas, a man who would betray him, to be his disciple. 12 men were Jesus' special followers who traveled with him throughout his ministry on this earth. Women and children followed Jesus too. Often there were crowds of people around him wherever he went. But was everyone who followed after Jesus really his true disciple? The word disciple means a learner or someone who follows the teachings of another. Here are some things Jesus said about his true disciples. First, his disciples have to be people who have believed on him. John 8:31. His disciples love him more than anyone or anything else, even themselves. Luke 14:26. His disciples love each other. John 13:35. His disciples keep his word, not just when they feel like it, but all the time. John 8:31. And his disciples bear fruit. John 15:8. In other words, people can look at them and see that God is changing their lives in good ways. He is making them like Jesus. Jesus still wants true disciples today. Does it sound hard to be his true disciple? Jesus didn't say that his true disciples would be perfect people. He didn't say that they would never fail in their love and obedience to him. The word disciple means someone who is learning to love, obey, and bear fruit. Even disciples need the Holy Spirit's help to make good changes in their lives. A disciple is someone who wants more than anything else to become like the perfect teacher, Jesus Christ. Jesus wants true disciples who are learning more and more to love and obey him. Am I a true disciple of Jesus? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for September 5th.